Kellogg's Pep.
The Super Delicious Cereal presents
The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, who is today hoping to find the mysterious Mr. Jones through his servant, Tara. We'll learn what happens in a moment. But right now, let's join Dan McCullough and his young pal, Eddie, who seems to be kind of excited.
Say, Dan, did I tell you? I just added Harold Teen to my collection of comic buttons.
Did your mother open a new package of Kellogg's Pep?
No, not this time. This was a very complicated trade.
Yeah?
Yeah, Doris had a KO trade for a Superman, and Peavy wanted to swap Lilims for Herbie. Then Bud came in. He had an extra Harold Teen, but he didn't...
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. That sounds like double talk. Would you say that again?
Doris traded Pee-wee, a Superman, for a Lilims, and Bud said he'd swap Harold Teen if Pee-wee would give him the one that he...
Look, Eddie, would you take it easy?
Oh, okay, sure. Doris had a KO button and wanted one with Superman on it, right?
Right.
Pee-wee had Lilims and wanted Herbie, got it?
Got it.
Bud had an extra Harold Teen.
Yeah.
So, Doris swapped her KO for Pee-wee's Lilims, and Bud traded Harold Teen for the Lilims Doris got from Pee-wee, and Doris traded me, that Harold Teen, for my Superman. You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Never mind, Eddie. We get the general idea anyway. We get the idea that there's a load of fun in collecting those swell comic buttons and trading duplicates with your pals. All the gang knows how slick-looking those comic buttons are, too, with their full-color, true-to-life pictures of favorite funny sheet characters. What's more, it's no secret how easy it is to get these exciting comic buttons. You don't send in a single penny, not even a box stop. Just ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Because inside every package, there's a snazzy prize. One of these swell comic buttons, or a military insignia, or a warplane button. That's P-E-P, Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, the adventures of Superman.
Convinced that a choir master who calls himself Algernon Phillips is in reality the mysterious Mr. Jones, an infamous criminal who had sworn to destroy Superman, and that Lois Lane is in league with him, Police Inspector Henderson ordered their arrest, despite Clark Kent's vehement protests. Phillips, while asserting his innocence, admitted he was Jones's twin brother and volunteered to help Kent and the inspector in their search for the missing man. He informed them that his brother or a young Hindu servant would call that evening for the atomizer he had purchased. Just then, Kent warned Henderson that a Hindu boy was approaching the building. As we continue now, the inspector and Lois Lane are hiding in the kitchen of Phillips' apartment, guarding the rear entrance, while Kent and Batman, who is helping him, wait across the street from the building, covering the front door. They huddle in a cold, dark alley as the swirling snow begins to pile high on the deserted street.
Oh, boy. We certainly picked a fine night to play watchdogs, Kent. By the time that little Hindu comes out, I'll be an icicle.
Oh, go on. It isn't that cold.
Well, maybe not for you, my muscle-bound friend, but I'm positive my toes have cracked off. At least I can't feel them anymore.
Well, is that much less of you to be cold?
What's going on in there anyhow? Why is he taking so long? Put that X-ray vision of yours to work.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Phillips is handing the boy a package.
The atomizer?
Yes.
At last. Maybe now we can get moving again.
Well, Phillips is still questioning him.
He's still trying to find out where his brother is, I suppose.
I suppose so. Uh-oh.
What?
Boy's broken free. He's running down the stairs. He'll get away all right.
Good. Coming out the front door?
Uh-huh. There, he's opened it.
Oh, fine. Now at least I can see him, too.
Oh, stay back. Don't let him see us.
Oh, a cagey youngster. Look at him eyeing the whole street.
Uh-huh.
Think he's wise?
I hope not.
There he goes. Heading west of the avenue. Come on, it's our move.
No, wait. Henderson's coming out. He'll want to tag along.
Oh, look at him. Charging like a mad bull.
Kent! Batman! Where are you?
Coming, Inspector. Let's go before he wakes up the whole neighborhood.
Did you see him, Kent? He came out the front door. He has the atomizer.
Yes, we saw him. Where did he go? Oh, confound this snow. You can't see 5 feet in front of your nose. He went up the block that way.
Well, then what are we standing here for? Come on, we'll lose him.
Easy, Inspector, easy. You'll blow a fuse.
Wait a minute. Where's Lois?
I left her inside with Phillips. Now, come on. I'm not letting that Hindu out of my sight. Hey, where is he? If we've lost him...
Look, Inspector, I think it would be better if you stayed here.
Why?
Well, Batman and I can travel pretty fast.
I can travel fast, too, if I have to.
I know, but
And besides, if you think you're going to make a scoop of this for the benefit of your newspaper, well, you've got another thing coming.
But better drop it, Kent. You'll get a chance later.
Okay.
Come on, now.
Right, Inspector.
Still see him, Kent?
Yes. About a block ahead of us. We'll keep this distance.
No. Close it up. I want to keep an eye on him myself.
Careful. We can't afford to make him suspicious. He's our only lead to Mr. Jones.
Maybe yes, maybe no. What makes you so sure Phillips isn't really Jones?
Well,
after all, we've only got his word on this twin brother story.
We've got his actions.
You mean giving the boy the atomizer? That could be a blind.
Yes, that's true. But did you notice him in the street tonight when we were walking to his apartment? He didn't wear a hat or a muffler. Jones wouldn't do that. He'd be wrapped up to the ears.
Yes.
Jones hates fresh air, and on a night like this, nothing would get him out of doors.
Found it. Where's that young Hindu? Can't see him at all.
We're right behind him, Inspector. Stop worrying.
How the devil can you see through this snow, Ken?
Huh?
Thicker than cotton.
Well,
we'll lose that Hindu boy.
He's only half a block ahead of us now. Oh, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
That isn't the boy.
What?
Kent,
what are you talking about?
I tell you, that isn't the Hindu boy.
Well, how do you know? I can't even see
him. Watch it, Ken.
Well, come on, let's catch up to him.
This is the most idiotic business I have ever... Hey, wait, you two! Wait for me!
Step on it, Inspector.
You're going too fast!
He just ducked into that drugstore up the street. Come on, Batman.
Kent, are you sure about this? You're sure it isn't the Hindu?
Positive. You'll see in a minute.
Well, then where did the Hindu go?
I don't know.
Now, here's the drugstore.
Right.
There's the boy in the store. He's at the soda fountain.
That's the one.
But it isn't the Hindu.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about that. What about that box he's holding in his lap? The box Phillips gave him. The box for the atomizer.
Let's check it and be sure.
Are you crazy? You don't want him to know we're trailing him. He'll never lead us to Jones then.
But he's...
But this may be a wild goose chase, Inspector. We've got to make sure. We can't let him go again.
I don't like this one bit.
I don't either. Come on.
Hey, you.
Huh?
Now, wait a minute, Inspector. Take it easy. Don't frighten him.
Look, son. Were you out on the street 2 minutes ago?
Yes, sir.
Did you come from the direction of Maple Avenue?
Yeah, I passed it, but...
It's all right, son. Don't be frightened. We won't hurt you. We just want some information.
Well, gosh, I...
What's in that box?
The box?
Yes, the box. What's in it?
Gosh, I don't know.
Huh?
Honest, mister, I don't know. Somebody just gave it to
me. Are you kidding? Come on, open up.
Wait, Inspector. When did you get the box, son? Who gave it to you?
Just a couple of minutes ago, out on the street, a boy walked up to me, handed me the box and a dollar, and asked me to wait in here with it.
Uh-huh. Would you recognize that boy if you saw him again?
Yeah, I guess so. He was about my size.
Did you notice anything unusual about him, son? His coloring?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. He was kind of dark. Looked almost like he was Chinese.
That's the Hindu, Kent.
Then why in heaven's name did he give the atomizer away?
He didn't. Do you mind if we open that box you're carrying, son?
I don't know. He told me to hold it
for
him.
He won't be back, son. You can be sure.
Come on. Hand it over.
All right. But honest, mister, I didn't do nothing wrong. He gave me a dollar.
It's all right, son. We believe you. Now, let's see here.
Come on, Kent. Open it.
I am.
Well?
Great jumping Jehoshaphat. It's empty. The atomizer's gone.
I didn't take nothing out. Honest.
No. We know that, son.
Listen, where did this fellow go? The one who gave you the box?
He ran across the street. Then I didn't see him no more.
You're sure you're telling us everything? You're not making this up?
No, I ain't. Please, you gotta believe me. I didn't do nothing wrong.
Now, come on, you...
Stop badgering the boy, Inspector. He's telling the truth.
Then what about the Hindu? Where'd he disappear to?
Into thin air, evidently. Yes, and he was our only lead. Now Jones is in the clear. There's no way we can stop him from getting the kryptonite.
Is Kent right? Has the mysterious Mr. Jones given them the slip? We'll see in a moment, so stay with us. And now, here again is your announcer. You know, gang, to look at those swell comic buttons you're all collecting, you'd never guess you can get them so easy in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Why, you don't have to spend a single penny of your allowance on them. And they're so doggone smart-looking that, well, you're mighty proud to wear them pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. They're done up in full comic strip colors, brilliant red and blue and black on white enameled metal buttons that you'll have for a long time. And each picture is so true to life. Orphan Annie and Smitty and Superman look just the way they do in the funny papers. So see how soon that you can collect all 18 comic buttons in the series. Just ask Mom to get you some of that super delicious whole wheat flake cereal. That's all you do. You don't even send in a box stop. But inside every package of Pep, there's an exciting prize. One of these bright-colored comic buttons or a military insignia or warplane button. It's your prize from P.E.P. Pep, made by Kellogg's of Battle Creek. Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Clark Kent, Batman, and Inspector Henderson returned to Phillips' home after losing track of the Hindu boy who was carrying the atomizer to the mysterious Mr. Jones, less than a mile away, in a quiet residential section of Metropolis, we find Jones himself, seated in a tightly closed room, illuminated by a single table lamp. The room is hot and stuffy, but the thin figure is wrapped in a heavy overcoat with a muffler wound about his throat and a gauze mask covering his mouth and nose. Suddenly, there is a knock on the door.
Who is it?
It is I, Master. Tara.
Come in, come in.
I have it, Master. I have the Adam.
Wait, stop.
Yes, Master.
How many times have I told you never to come near me in the clothes you wear on the street?
I am sorry, Master.
Go back. Stand by the door. You carry deadly germs all over you.
Very well, Master. But I have the item.
Yeah, give it to me.
Yes, Master.
No! Don't come any closer. Throw it.
As you wish, Master.
Come.
Here you are, Master.
My dear brother. I knew he would not fail me. Sentimental fool.
You wish me to put the medicine in it, Master?
No. I'll do it. Now I shall banish these foul germs.
That will kill germs, Master?
Of course. Come here.
Yes, Master.
Stand still now.
Well, what do you do, Master?
I'm sterilizing your clothing, stupid. Now, you're all right.
I am glad, Master.
Did my brother ask you any questions?
Yes, he wished to know where you were.
You didn't tell him?
No, Master. I did not say a word.
Good.
But I play trick in case anybody follow. I give box to boy I meet on street. Keep atomizer in pocket. Then go down in sewer. Walk underground to this street, as you tell me.
And what makes you think no one saw you give the box away?
Snow, very thick. Hard to see.
All right. Now I feel well enough to go to work again.
Yes, Master. You wish to go out?
No, you are going out, Tara. You'll deliver a message for me.
Yes, Master.
Take that piece of paper on the desk. There's an address on it.
Yes, Master. This paper?
Yeah, that's it. Go to that address and see a man called the Laugher. Here, give him this coin.
The coin? It has the star and crescent.
Yes, that will be enough identification. Tell the Laugher I want to see him right away.
That is all, Master?
All for him, yes. But not all for us. Before I am through, Tara, Superman will be our plaything.
His deep-set eyes gleaming coldly from his thin, almost skull-like face, the mysterious Mr. Jones utters a dangerous threat. Why is he so anxious to control Superman? And how does he plan to do it? Another Atom Man, or some other form of Atomic Master? We'll learn more tomorrow, so don't fail to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for the adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Fellows and girls, be sure to follow the adventures of Superman, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, by the grand old Kellogg Company of Battle Creek. And for other thrilling adventures of Superman, see your local newspaper. Superman is also a copyrighted feature, appearing in Superman DC Publications. Say, gang, here's some razzle-dazzle news to flash to Mom. Kellogg's variety is back. So now, everybody at the breakfast table can have the Kellogg cereal he likes best. Because Kellogg's Variety is that grand variety carton holding 10 generous packages of 6 favorite Kellogg cereals. Are they delicious? And does Kellogg's Variety make breakfast fun? Why, it's better than a grab bag because you get what you really want. Today, ask Mom to get Kellogg's Variety, the package that makes breakfast a picnic. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.